Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the state budget, which we finished early this year, which is a real rarity, but also there's some new things in the budget this year. Talk to us about what's going on here. What is being done for communities?
The new state budget, which took effect July 1st, directs critical investments to support community protection efforts. It includes funding to train three new state police cadet classes, which will add another 285 troopers to the statewide complement. In a win for rural areas, the budget also prevented a $25 per capita fee from being charged to local communities to pay for state police protection. The budget also gives a boost to ambulance companies, which would see an additional $4 million in state funds for Medicaid reimbursement rates and nearly $8 million in federal matching funds. Specifically, reimbursements for advanced life support services calls will be increased from $200 to $300, and reimbursements for basic life support services will be increased from $120 to $180. Current rates are more than 200% below reimbursements provided by Medicare and commercial insurance. Reimbursements will also be raised for air ambulance services.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a new law that will make sure that we're being very efficient and doing the best we can with our law enforcement resources. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, a new law will take effect early this fall to help enhance the safety of police officers and the public. Act 57 of 2018 expands the types of officers who can act outside their jurisdictional boundaries in certain urgent situations. This will help facilitate more cooperation among different types of police departments and agencies and ultimately improve public safety for everyone. Under previous law, municipal police officers were authorized to act beyond their jurisdictional boundaries only when an officer is in hot pursuit of a traffic violator or criminal suspect, when requested to lend assistance to another department executing a court order, or if an officer witnessed a crime being committed while in another jurisdiction while on official business. However, the law only applies to those officers employed by a municipality. As part of the new law, the types of officers authorized to operate outside their jurisdiction would be expanded to include other non-municipal officers trained and certified under the Act 120 Municipal Police Officers Education and Training Act. This may include officers serving with an airport authority, college and university, or certain other police departments, as well as agents in the Office of the Attorney General.
And finally, Representative, we'd like to talk about and raise awareness of something that is very important, and that is protecting children and the efforts that we have to make sure that all of our kids are safe in schools. Talk to us about this.
Well, all schools in the Commonwealth will be required to now publicly display a poster containing the statewide toll-free number for reporting suspected child abuse. And this will begin in the 2018-2019 school year. Known as Childline, the toll-free hotline number to report suspected child abuse in Pennsylvania is 1-800-932-0313. Again, it's 1-800-932-0313. Posting this critical information in schools will let students know they have somewhere to turn if they need to report abuse or neglect that they've suffered, or if they suspect another child is being abused or neglected. The poster will be displayed in high-traffic public areas widely used by students, and the poster will also include the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website that provides detailed information and resources related to child protection. That website is www.keepkidssafe.pa.gov. Again, www.keepkidssafe.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.